Ben, first of all, if you would, tell me a little bit about the National Cottonseed Products Association.
Well, the NCPA, as we call it, was formed in 1897 and is the trade group for the cottonseed processing industry. Our membership includes the crushing oil mills, some refiners of cotton oil and other oils, dealers and brokers of the products, and other allied associate members. We represent all of the U.S. cottonseed crushers, and also our membership includes some foreign members that are interested in cottonseed products.
Well, I understand you've got a, I'm not sure if you call it an initiative or a program here, but the Cottonseed Oil Tour. Tell me, first of all, just what is it?
Well, our focus is on the Cottonseed Oil Comeback Tour was to put a positive media image forward for cottonseed oil. With the news of trans-free products coming out, we wanted stories and articles to include cottonseed oil and for people to know that that was a good thing. Cotton oil has become more widely used now in the last few years in trans-free solutions. So that was one of the points the association wanted to make.
Well, with that tour, what are some of the ways that you're trying to get that message out?
Well, we've found a number of companies that we're using as case studies and highlighting why they've chosen to go with cotton oil as part of their trans-free solutions. We started in parts of the Northeast with companies there and moved across the country on our road trip, culminating with other companies across the country.
So with the effort that you have in place, who are you trying to reach? I mean, ideally, who is it? Obviously, the consuming public, I assume, but what would be some of the pathways to get that message to them?
Well, our consuming public are our restaurants, food service operators, and other big users and volume buyers of oils. A lot of restaurants buy oils already prepared from a food service distributor. So we want to be sure that they know when they buy a product that contains cottonseed oil, they've made a good choice.
I know that the internet was involved and of special interest to us to see that, and you even went so far as with the website for this tour, building kind of a blog function into that. How do you think that went or has gone for you?
Well, that's been really helpful in helping get our message out. It's been an efficient way to reach a lot of our end users to point them in a direction where they can find information and more detail if they need it.
Well, with any program, I know you kind of have to look at it and see, has it accomplished what you intended? How would you describe or analyze this at this point?
Well, we can tell from our numbers that, of course, cotton oil demand is quite strong. Veg oil demand overall is strong in the U.S. We wanted to be sure that cotton oil was going to be included in some of the higher-end products that are being made. And judging from some of our recent price trends, well, that's certainly true. Also, the feedback we get from our members that are selling the oil has been quite positive, and the number of companies that are stepping up to take part as kind of tout their success stories with cotton oil is also encouraging.
Well, and speaking of the internet, of the web, tell us where the website is and what we're going to find if we go there.
Well, the association's website is cottonseed.com, and that also links to our Cottonseed Oil Tour, or you can go directly to cottonseedoiltour.com.
And what kind of information do you have on there then?
On our website, you can find, if you're looking for more detailed information about cottonseed oil, some of the characteristics, fatty acid profiles, some of the technical details and specifics of the oil you can find there. You can read on the cottonseedoiltour.com page about some of the other companies, the success they've had, why they've chosen to use cottonseed oil, whether it's the fatty acid profiles or the way it's used in blends and combinations with other oils.
Well, besides the tour, is that completed at this point? I mean, is the tour over, or is it sort of an ongoing project?
Well, it's right now we've got one more virtual stop to make at, I believe, a Safeco field is coming up, which recently turned to a blend using cotton oil in their food service operations. So that's one more leg of the tour we're taking.
Well, then, besides that project, is there anything else that the association's doing that you think people would be interested to know?
Well, we maintain our website and a database of cotton oil and cottonseed statistics. We also have a trading rules, guides, and standards for trading oils. So those areas are where we're working at right now.
Well, thank you very much, Ben Morgan, who is the Executive Vice President for the National Cotton Products Association here at Beltwide Cotton Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.